heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Belinda, good morning. Sorry to hear about these headaches you've been having with Lance.
Yeah, it's all pretty complicated, but I don't know. I feel bad, and I guess I'm just feeling all the things.
Is it centered around Lance, or is there something else
going on?
Yeah.
Pretty much all about Lance, yeah.
Ooh, okay. All right, so you said in your email he just started working with you, is that right?
At the office, yeah.
Right.
I mean, he just wrapped up his second month with the company. He was actually the department replacement for this girl I worked really closely with on a lot of projects. So we've been getting acquainted pretty quickly. He's been great, a total dream. So we get dinner a few times here and there. There's this amazing Italian place like across the street.
Nice.
At some point,
okay,
things got flirty, I guess. And like, well, that's kind of a problem.
Oh, no. Is this an office thing? Do y'all have one of those policies where, like, you can't date coworkers?
Right.
Or whatever the two of you are?
No, actually, it's just I sort of have this boyfriend.
What?
What?
I know how it sounds. I do. It's just really, really complicated. Like, I'm not the person you're thinking I am, and it's not the situation you're imagining, I promise.
How long?
Yeah.
What?
How long have you been dating this sort of boyfriend? Like, is it serious?
Oh, my God. Okay. 4 years. It's been 4 years. But no, I don't think it's serious.
You know that?
It can't be. That is not what you're thinking, I swear.
No, look, we're thinking you've got a boyfriend you just admitted to having for 4 years. Like, that seems like that would be hard to forget when writing us for an email about, you know, second date update.
Yeah, different with a different guy.
Look, like I said, it's complicated. He doesn't live here, for one. He's actually never lived here. He's a pilot, and he does engineering on planes or whatever. And he flies here a lot. And we've made it work. I don't know what else to say, but I'm looking for a little bit more.
Okay.
I'm going to try and phrase this delicately. This isn't really that kind of a show or that kind of a segment, okay? I know we hear some crazy stuff, some wild stuff from time to time.
Yeah, we do.
But I don't know if we can willingly allow this to continue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Look, we don't want to condone cheating.
Yes.
Yes. That's just it. It got flirty, but we've never gone on a date. He's never asked me out. There's an energy here that I like the ability to explore, and I haven't cheated, and I don't think I would cheat. It's just, it's giving me things to really think about, and like, yeah, things have started to get kind of awkward.
Between you and your boyfriend? Or you and Lance?
Well, it was actually because of the boyfriend that I upset Lance.
Sure it was!
I'm sure, yeah, that makes sense.
I wasn't expecting him to send flowers to the office on Valentine's Day. Like, he's a thoughtful man and all, but that's not usually his style. It was like a big bouquet. They were beautiful. So obviously at some point during the day, Lance walks over to ask me a question and he sees them, and he never openly asked me if I was in a relationship, but I think, he thought.
Yeah, okay, like we all did here, that you were single, okay? Like, how bad did he take this?
No, he's been a completely different person since then. It's not that he's actively avoiding me.
Okay.
I don't think, but he's definitely not going out of his way to track me down either.
Right.
Like, he's being very sterile and professional about it all, which, I mean, yes, he's an adult and
your
all.
Coworkers.
Okay, all right. Right. Okay. Look. So what is our plan?
Yeah, who
here?
Are we calling?
Who
are we breaking up with the boyfriend?
Are we trying to get an actual date with Lance? Like, I
might prefer the former.
Like, yeah, well, that's even weirder.
No, look, it's complicated. I told you. I just want to be able to explain this whole thing to him. And, like, I need Lance to know that this isn't a relationship that's going to end well. It will end. We aren't going anywhere. We can't.
Wait, you and Lance, I'm so confused.
I know, okay. I need to end it sooner rather than later, too. But me and Lance, that's... This is a different story. It's delicate, but I want him to know. I want him in my life as more than just a coworker. I don't know what that all means yet, but I want to clear the air. And everyone knows about the boyfriend, so I wanted to get as big a megaphone as I could for this. And this is what I came up with.
Okay, well, we expect this to end in spectacular fashion, so you have been warned.
All right, give Lance a call. Start praying. Talk to him next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
I know we didn't have anything else to put here, and so we're just going
to go with
see this to its natural conclusion, which I think we all already know what's about to happen, but Belinda has a boyfriend, and she has had this boyfriend for 4 years.
Yep.
To hear her tell it is not serious, and he doesn't live here, he never has.
maybe it's, I don't know, maybe there's something that,
But Lance found out about the guy on Valentine's Day because he'd sent flowers to her in a big bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
And now Lance has kind of given her the cold shoulder, as he would, because he thought this woman that he was interested in was single.
Yes.
And she's not. So let's call Lance. I think we've got him lined up. Hey, is this Lance?
Yeah, this is Lance.
Hey, Lance. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling to offer you this date night package that we give away on our show. So it's all expenses paid for you to essentially, like, build a dream date here, okay? You pick the where, the what, the when. We just pick the with whom.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a bit unorthodox, but we pick your date, okay? And it's actually the woman who entered you for this contest to begin with. And you know her. Otherwise, this would somehow be even weirder. But we're talking about Belinda. How would you feel about a night out with Belinda?
Oh, God. I wish you had contacted me, I don't know, a month ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Lance,
you're absolutely right. There is. I'm so sorry you had to find out the way that you did. I don't think I was looking to address it just yet, and I didn't handle the situation well at all.
And there it is. We had her on the line to explain.
Explain better,
what's going on.
I know. I've this all up in the worst possible ways, Lance. I swear to you, I didn't know that he'd do that Valentine's that big. Like, he's never done that before. I would have given you a heads up otherwise. Or maybe not. I don't know. How do you even bring that up? Is there a right thing to say? Or like a right time? Maybe just a better time? I don't know. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's great. Whatever.
Look, I don't really know what we were expecting here. She did tell us multiple times that in her defense, the situation was very complicated. It sounds like, though, that's time to actually do it and hasn't, and she ultimately wants to end things with this boyfriend of hers, I guess. Is that what she... And see if the two of you could give it a real shot. So, like, with that, she's trying to figure things out and doesn't want to scare you off in the meantime. That's my best attempt.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's interested in something very real now.
that's what she said. So,
right.
Against our better judgment, we're giving this a shot, and you can decide.
Right.
You know, what are you thinking about the situation, Belinda, the date, like all of it?
To be honest, how do I put this? I think it's.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right on.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, premium grade A. I think she's been feeding you and everyone else.
Okay.
I saw her on her computer order the flowers she got on Valentine's Day.
What?
Oh,
Yeah, it was a week before Valentine's Day, and I was going to her office to grab a proposal. And as I came around the corner, I saw on her computer screen a big bouquet. And as I'm walking up, I see the price on it. And then she looks over her shoulder. She sees me, and she alt tabs to a spreadsheet faster than a 14-year-old looking at. I tell you what. Hid that thing so fast. And I thought, well, that was weird. It was just weird.
For someone else, or?
Right. And then a week later, it showed up on her desk. The exact bouquet.
I can't explain, okay?
Uh-huh. Like,
oh my God. Can we end this thing right now?
I mean, this? No.
Can we just end this?
Why would you order yourself flowers when you've got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You said
he didn't do Valentine's Day, to be fair, but were you just feeling like he needed to step it up? Like, now that you've got Lance in the picture, you got to make one or both of them jealous? Like, they got to fight it out or something equally weird?
Were you trying to bait him? What's going on?
No, it's not. Oh my God. He is fake. Like, he's fake, okay? Like, I don't have a boyfriend. He doesn't exist.
What?
Like, he never has.
What? You made him up.
Yeah.
This whole 4-year relationship.
Why? What are you talking about?
Okay. Oh, I made him up years ago because I was tired of everyone in the office asking me when I was going to settle down. I met up an incredible man who is never around, but perfect in every way. And it was a great plan until the actual man of my dreams starts working right freaking next to me. Like,
stop it.
Wait a minute.
No.
I asked Clara about the flowers. When the flowers arrived, I had like red flags, and I said to her, what's this about? And she showed me his Instagram with pictures of you two together.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I was always really good at Photoshop, okay?
Oh my God.
There's an Insta that's fake for this.
I know, it seems like super out of control. I get it. A funny little thing has now spiraled out of control. Like, I like people thinking I had this perfect, untouchable boyfriend that they never get to meet, that they weren't a part of at all.
Okay.
And then you had to go and get hired. Like, I was planning on jumping myself, but I didn't know how to go about it.
Oh my God. That's what this is.
And everything is coming to my office and be so fascinated by a flower order.
Wait a minute. Why are you yelling at me?
I don't know. Like, I like you and I want it. Oh my God. I was so freaking close.
What?
Okay. I was so close to closing that plot line, but like.
The plot line?
Here we are.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
Oh. Here we are.
What the hell is. What are you doing?
We're here. That is where we are.
Right.
Exactly.
Where is that?
But
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
Wow.
I appreciate the time.
Wow. You know what? I'm gonna take the date night if it's still on the table.
You wanna take the date? Are you Lance? Blink twice if you need help. Where are you right now?
Are you safe? Are you
No, I understand this is but think about the story. Like, people tell you their stories of how they met. And this is hysterical. It's like a plot line out of a rom-com.
Not one I'd see.
No, that's not.
No. Either way this goes, it's a great story.
Okay.
Either it's a great story of how we met, and it's a funny, like, ha, ha, ha. Or it's a great story of a thing that happened to me by this crazy broad at work. So either way, I think I'm winning.
It's not the story they tell on Snaps.
All right. You know what? I have no idea how we got here. No idea where we're going, but I guarantee you some people would love to make some bets, which we will allow coming up. So I'm just going to ask the two of you to hang on the line while we process this.